It's Chris.
Hey, Chris, this is Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, not too bad. Did you have a couple of minutes to talk about your file?
Sure.
All right, so I got a little feedback on it. Basically, you know, I kind of want to be upfront with you on this. We really didn't have any programs that were available to you. And the primary reason was it looks like you're defaulting on pretty much the exact same program that we have. But, you know, I kind of did some pushing. I did a little bit of begging. And the underwriters are, at this point, it looks like they do have a small approval that might be able to get you back on track. It's really the only thing we could do with the current advance being defaulted on. But I do have a $10,000 option available to you. It's over a shorter term. It's just under 4 months. But if it's something that can help you get you back on your feet, I think it would definitely be worth your while.
What's the payback and dailies or whatever? What are we looking at?
Okay, yeah. So we're approved at $10,000. With it's over 3.57 months, a daily payment of 193. So that would give you. Let me do some quick math here.
Okay.
So that would put the final payback at $14,500. With you know, you'd have an option to renew once you get probably about 3 months in, not all the way through. But it's really just it's a last-ditch effort, kind of a second-chance program. They usually don't get these kind of approvals.
Right. Well, I mean, technically, I'm sure First Merchant or whoever it is that's saying I'm defaulting.
Yeah.
They're not really defaulted on, though. What we did was they kept promising me better terms when we renewed, and come to find out, I didn't catch it at first because I was so busy at the time and just trying to keep things moving.
I caught it
after the fact that they had double compounded my interest and all that. So if you notice in my account, there's a RAM draft. That RAM draft is set up to pay First Merchant back. They are getting paid through a third-party company.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
What they're doing is being a pain in my side.
I see that. So, and there was a note on here about the RAM account, and it's kind of what I had a hunch that was the case, and that's why I went and did kind of the extra pushing to try to get this program. But basically the bottom line is because that they are reporting it how they are, that it is defaulting, there's really nothing that's outside of this that's available.
So let me ask you this. If I say I took this money and pay them off and they quit reporting that I'm defaulting, would you give me more money then?
Absolutely. Yeah.
But a lot sooner than 3 months is what I'm asking.
Let me take a look at the... Let me see. In most cases, yes. I don't want to give you a 100% answer for sure because I don't have it in front of me. But what I can do is I can generate the documents and it will have all of those additional stipulations in there. Usually on something like this, you would be looking at about, let's say, just under 2 months into it of being able to have the refinancing options.
Right.
And that would be the best case scenario. I don't know for sure if that's the case, but what I can do is I can generate the documents and we can go over it. All I would need you to do is send me a copy of a driver's license and a voided check. I can get them generated and we can take a look at it.
Okay. Now, as far as your fees go, stuff like that, am I going to be netting the whole 10, or what are we looking at there?
I just have the basic information on just this approval. It hasn't even been processed. I just got the sign-off by the credit officer about an hour ago. Right. Typically, though, there might be a small administration fee, something along the lines of a couple hundred dollars, but outside of that, you're going to net the rest of it.
Okay, because, I mean, if you're getting me for $4,500, that's already quite a bit of money.
I know what you're saying. Absolutely.
You know, that might be part of the reason that I'm in this situation is because the expense of money, because I've been working on my credit and trying to get it back up because I had some identity theft.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
It's just been a nightmare. But But I definitely would like to get First Merchant to the point where I don't have to worry about them no more.
And honestly, if that's the case that you have been trying to work with them and they're reporting it this way, your best course of action is to just be done with them, to pay it and be done with them, because they're causing roadblocks for you elsewhere right now.
Right. And that's kind of what I'm figuring. All right, let me see what I can do about getting that over to you. I guess just same fax number.
Were you faxing everything before?
I emailed the bank statements, but everything else I faxed.
Okay, if it's easier to fax, you can fax it. You can email it as well. What do you think?
Yeah, it'd be easier to fax it because I got it on paper already. I can just fax it over. I don't have to scan it in or nothing.
Okay, perfect. Just fax it over. It's the same number. Do me a favor and put Attention Sam.
What's the company name of the underwriter?
It's Cardiff.
Oh, it is you guys directly?
Yes.
So the contracts will be from you?
Again, I want to say the approval that I have, I don't have it in front of me, but I was talking to our underwriter. That's my understanding.
Okay.
It was kind of a special, exception that they're willing to make.
Okay. And I mean, you know, here's the thing, too. My plans were whether I got, you know, $10,000 or I got $50,000 or whatever, my plans were to pay that off. So keeping that in mind, I would be erasing that. I mean, is there any way they can go any further on a bigger amount?
As far as the size, yeah. I really don't think so. The 10 is kind of the top end on this sort of thing.
Okay. What I don't want to do is get into a situation where I'm paying
digging
them.
Digging a deeper hole.
Pay you guys, yeah. So, which is why I was trying to get enough money to float me through until we got that caught back up.
Yeah, to pay it off and maybe get to that midway point where you can renew it.
Right.
And that does sound like the best strategy. I mean, if we can do it with 10, it's worth it.
Right. Yeah.
If it's going to put you under, it might not be.
Exactly. Of course. You know, if I end up going under anyway, what's the difference?
Well, that has some truth in it, too.
So, not to sound like that, but...
yeah, no, I know.
What's another 10,000, right?
Yeah.
All right, let me see what I can do then with that, and I'll try to get that over to you here soon, and then that way you can at least get it in writing where I can look at it and kind of go over it and see... the only other question I would have is there any way to get that daily any lower at all?
Let me see. I can look into it. I mean, to be honest with you, I feel like what we have here is the best that it's going to get. I can absolutely try. So if you want to send it over, I know where you're coming from. It's right on the verge of being doable or not. So,
right. Well, I mean, a rainy day could upset the whole situation, you know.
Yeah, and also with that, you know, I mean, I'll see if there's anything that we can do. I don't think that there is, but I will try. But with that, if we do go through with it and there is a rainy day, if you know that, you know, the day before the rain comes, you can let us know and we'll press pause on it for a day, and it will just extend the term an extra day.
Okay, so you guys will work with me, because that was the
yes.
thing I didn't like about First Merchant is they don't work with you at all. And their whole scheme was, well, this is what we can offer you right now because of where your credit's at, and if you do good and pay your payments, which I started out in November of 2015 with them, and I paid my payments on time every time all the way through, got renewed, thought I was getting a better deal than I was than the first time, turned out I got a worse deal the second time.
Oh, geez.
If I did my part, why is that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
So that's when I got a phone call from a company that they're basically there to help people get out of debt or whatever, but they also do follow-ups on basically making sure that all you guys are doing your parts to follow state-by-state laws. Well, mm-hmm. First Merchant wasn't following Missouri laws. So then that's when I decided to just, you know, settle out with them basically and let them take a loss on it. You know, it's not so much that I ran out of money or gotten too big a debt and couldn't take care of it. It was more of the fact of the principle of the matter. You
sure.
Showed me one thing, did another, and then, you know, slid it under my nose without me knowing it. And And then, you know, I'm trying to find somebody that if I'm going to work with them, they'll actually work with me.
Able to work with you, yeah. Yeah, it sounds like getting away from them is the best bet.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right, I'll get that over to you, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thanks, man. Bye.
Thanks a lot.